Good evening. The show begins tonight in Iran. The decision to launch on Israel 300, 400, 500, 600 projectiles, drones and missiles, ballistic missiles. Comment made in these last hours by Jonathan Shanzer, I believe, in Tel Aviv, that Iran had enormous confidence to launch this, expecting a retaliation. Where did they get that confidence? Is it the mullahs and their medieval sense of order? Or is it their allies? That would be Moscow, Beijing, Pyongyang. Puzzle to be solved later. The show then moves to the question of Ukraine. Kharkiv is reported near surrounded, cutting off services, water, electricity, heat, making the city unlivable, forcing people to evacuate. Why? Because they want to capture it. Kharkiv is the second largest city. They'll starve it down. No resistance left if no one's there. At the same time, there are incoming missiles all the time, and Ukraine's out of air defense, we're told. So that the destruction of the power plant last week, they shut down the first barrage, but the second one got through. Why? Because they don't have the missiles or the money or the ammo. Why? Politics. Moving on to the story in the south of France about energy. As of yet, oil has moved from $70, 70 euros, Brent crude, to about 89, 90. Not the spike it could be, but everybody's watching this conflict in the Middle East. We've become accustomed to missiles flying back and forth and hijackings in the Red Sea. It is a strange new world. And then Brad Bowman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy contemplates what kind of retaliation and how will it be done by Israel, and how a new day, a new page, a new chapter, a new direction for the Middle East, Iran launching from its territory into Israel's territory. Will this become normative? Raids, confrontations, firing from sea? Unknown, but it looks like the opening shots in a war that will grow. Then a conversation with Blaine Holt, retired U.S. Air Force general, about what we're seeing, this idea that the missiles are flying and the air defense is adequate so far, and how they work together. Blaine makes the very ironic point that the colonels and generals and majors and captains flying those aircraft and manning those air defenses at sea, the lieutenant commanders and the captains, they're working very well together, unlike their superior officers in the diplomatic corps or in the various presidential administrations across Europe and into the United States, not working very well to deter Iran from firing missiles. So we have an apparatus, a military apparatus that can bring down missiles. We don't have a statesman apparatus that can stop the missiles from firing in the first place. Then a conversation about fentanyl, incoming and precursors to Mexico, made into pills, shipped into the U.S., killing tens of thousands a month. In any event, a large number of Americans vulnerable to the addiction. And why? Because China's gangs make money, because the Chinese Communist Party takes a percentage of it. That simple. Conversation about Justin Trudeau saying he was unaware of reports of China's interference in the 2019 and 2021 general election. Now that he's aware, what is to be done? And then a conversation about the Kremlin banking in Beijing. What does that mean about the sanctions regime? What does it mean about the ability of the Axis powers to function in the world of trade and finance without fear of sanctions? Conversation with Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution. On to more conversation about the Hezbollah firing into North Israel the day after the day after. 18 injured so far is the report. Hezbollah is a massive amounts of weapons in Baqaa, and they work directly with Tehran, the formula being if and when there is retaliation. Does Tehran turn on 10,000, 15,000, 30,000 of those missiles to barrage Israel? Also a conversation about something happy, Bob Zimmerman, NASA, working on the Mars sample return mission, which at this point is too expensive to go forward. Too complicated, too expensive. Needs Starship. Needs Starship and Super Heavy to get there and get back. The samples are waiting for a helicopter like Ingenuity to pick them up, deposit them on a robot, back inside Starship, come on home. Straightforward. And then a report from the largest asteroid in the asteroid belt, Ceres, which has fresh water forming in shadow pools. Must be coming from inside. Geologically active is the question. It's a happy report to talk about the asteroids after talking about getting a Mars sample back, given all the grim news of war fighting. Caracas welcomes Tehran. I speak with Evan Ellis about Caracas's bad acting in the Americas. Chile accuses Venezuela of supervising an assassination of a member of the Venezuelan opposition who was taken refuge in Santiago and now dead. His body found in a suitcase buried in cement. Professional handling by clearly hirelings of the Venezuela regime. Where did they learn that from? And then a conversation about Argentina, a very happy one, but Argentina is now cleaning up the scandal of the Jewish community center bombing in the 20th century that has never been adequately answered by the Argentine authorities ever since, perhaps because they had knowledge of it, perhaps because they were paid. We don't know, but Javier Milei has said in work the justice system in Argentina to continue to look. You remember there was a prosecutor assassinated in the investigation, Alberto Nisman. That needs investigation as well. And finally, Peru and climate change. There's dengue in Peru. There's drought in the Amazon. Climate change is a fact for the global south. Is it driving the migration to the global north? Unknown. Early days. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.